Construction activity is on the mend. In the third quarter, the AfriMat Construction Index registered growth of 2.8%, and on a year-on-year basis, it's up 4.5%. The gains have been driven by the need for rebuild after the July looting unrest. Despite the improvement, though, construction activity remains below pre-pandemic levels, and independent analyst Roelof Botha, who compiles the report, joins us now to discuss the print and how it impacts the outlook for the sector. Roelof, thanks so much for your time this evening. So South Africa's construction activity picked up in the third quarter. How much having to do with real growth and investment, and how much more so to do with businesses rebuilding factories and warehouses that were damaged during the civil unrest in July?
Yes, I'm convinced that the civil unrest in July had a twin effect on the construction activity. On the one hand, we can clearly see that the value of building plans passed declined quarter on quarter. And I think a lot of individuals and businesses that maybe had planned to build, even developers, took a bit of a wait and see approach. I think the whole country was in shock, not only in July, but probably for a while afterwards. And when it dawned on people that this unrest was essentially politically motivated by the so-called red grouping, the radical economic transformation grouping, the Zukta gang, as I call them, and realizing that this will probably not occur again because some of these people have been arrested again, it's, to my mind, a form of sabotage, they started getting on with things again. But of course, no building plans passed to get them approved, etc. That takes some time, and especially if you have... with the local government, with the elections coming on, I think there was a little bit of lethargy at municipal level because that's where most of this action takes place. At least the value of buildings completed in this quarter increased magnificently, quarter on quarter by 17%. But as you rightly indicated, the rebuilding of these facilities, and virtually all of them will be rebuilt, some have been, but we expect this to flow over into the fourth quarter without a shadow of doubt. And I actually expect a very strong growth of the AfriMat index in the fourth quarter.
We'll get into that outlook in just a bit. Before we do, Roelof, where you see one of the standout performers during the third quarter being material sales, and then that coming hand in hand with hardware retail sales, but also the volume of building materials produced, given what you've said, is that volume produced increase coming through as a result of demand and needing to cater to demand, or is it still a low base effects coming into play with things starting to go back to normal as restrictions ease?
I think it's a combination of both. There is certainly some action coming through very slowly on the infrastructure projects. I see Minister Konungwana announced 55 more projects in his mini budget, which is very welcome. I think that's more than 500 billion rand. Just to put the viewers put some perspective on this, I mean, that's almost 10% of South Africa's GDP. That is one hell of a lot of money. There's a bit of a funding gap, but I think that would be forthcoming. If you read between the lines, what he actually said when he announced this is he actually gave an invitation to the private sector, to developers, banks, etc., everybody in that pipeline, to come to the party and come and speak to National Treasury and see, you know, to what extent can we get involved with joint ventures and get the funding in place, which is very encouraging. But it's time that government, you know, communicates better. We need to know, what are these infrastructure projects? Give them names. Tell us, where is this road being built? Where is this dam being built? Has the tender been approved? Who are the companies that are building this? We need to know what's going on. This is a democracy. This is not a military dictatorship where you can keep everything secret, like in China.
So, Roelof, like you say, you know, where we've had the calls come through for private sector to get more involved, what actual activity are we seeing given the lack of transparency and communication on the other side?
Well, certainly, if you travel through South Africa, you see a bit of a new road building taking place. You see a hell of a lot of maintenance in the Western Cape, of course, and there are some water projects as well which have started. But once again, it's very difficult to get all of this information. As a matter of fact, a couple of hours ago, I got a copy from a speech by Patricia de Lille where she apparently announced a little bit more detail. But this should not be on an ad hoc basis. One should be able to, on the internet to find out firsthand what is happening with these type of projects, because it's crucial to secure higher growth in future. We cannot grow this economy at much higher than 3-4% with our current infrastructure. We need much more and better infrastructure to be able to get to the 5% growth and this substantial employment creation that we desperately need.
And as your report highlighted today, Roelof, construction activity is still yet to reach pre-COVID-19 levels. So what's it going to take to get back to that point? I mean, that's going to be crucial. Yeah, how much of a solution do you see governments much talked about infrastructure plans actually offering in reality?
Well, I don't want to pass the buck, but they should read the IMF report, a country report on South Africa, where it is more or less spelled out. It's one thing to promise everybody that from government side that they will remove the obstacles to economic growth and development, but it's been very slow in happening. And the biggest single obstacle is the incompetence at local government level right now. The president has promised us in the run-up to the elections that they will be appointing more highly skilled people at the municipalities. I mean, you've seen the data, 62% of them don't know how to switch on a computer. That's now the employees at local government level in this country. This is frightening stuff. So as the writer said at Eskom, there is not one problem that cannot be fixed, but then he needs the right skills. And the economy needs that as well. And in the public sector in South Africa, they really need to start thinking about much closer cooperation with the private sector. Yeah. Then the sky is the limit in terms of what this country can achieve.
And yet, Roelof, despite that being lacking at this point, you touched on the fact that you are positive as far as your outlook for the fourth quarter is concerned. So heading into 2022, what's the basis for your optimism?
Well, in the first place, the need for this infrastructure creation, the fact that we still have very low interest rates. If you look at a variety of indicators of confidence in the economy, including the APSA BER PMI, which recently hit an all-time record high, our composite leading business cycle indicator recently hit an all-time business record high. So there is certainly, confidence is building up in the economy.
Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, independent analyst Roelof Botha.